Coach, first of all, congratulations. A very gritty, hardworking win by your team this afternoon.
Thanks, Kelly. Great description. That's exactly what it was. Very gritty, very hard fought. Loved our compete and battle level throughout. Just a very hard fought win. And that was against a good hockey team in their building. So great way to finish the 2018 side of our season.
Kerrigan Dowie got her chance to play today. 25 saves for Kerrigan. She looked pretty good between the pipes.
Looked very good. Looked very good. No question. Got beat by an Olympian on a great individual play by her. But other than that, I thought she was outstanding.
Your penalty killers, fantastic. At one point, looked like they had a couple of shorthanded chances. They are so fun to watch out there. Obviously, you don't like seeing your team get called for penalties. But it shows how hardworking they are that they don't want to give up those penalty or power play goals.
No question. Just real, hard work. Sacrificing themselves, getting in shot lanes. They've been playing exceedingly well, and it's obviously they have a lot of confidence, but you don't want to keep going to the well because odds are somebody's going to get one. But they did, again, a tremendous job today.
You get scoring from three different players today, Lindsay Featherstone, Emily Berglund, and Paige Beebe. Those three goals, all very well set up plays by their teammates. I look back on that goal by Paige Beebe, and that one in particular kind of stands out just because she just shot it at the net and didn't know how hard she was going to shoot it, and it just got past the goaltender. But you just got to take those chances, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure that was one they'd like back. I mean, it was a pretty innocent looking shot from outside the top of the circle, and Paige certainly can shoot the puck well, but that's what we talk about, getting pucks to the net and then going to the net, and that was a great example of she just got the puck to the net and just found a way and squeezed past her.
Well, and you expect Emily Berglund to score goals like she did with an upper shelf shot
great
like
shot.
She had.
Absolutely a great shot, came out of the corner. We all had a pretty good view from the bench, and it was a tremendous shot.
Coach, nice to come out of this weekend on a high note with a break. How good does that feel, just to knowing that your team is able to split out on the road against an East Coast team?
Well, it's just winning is euphoric at this level, and I mean that's the bottom line. That's why you're doing it, and the group just feels better about themselves, and now we go into a pretty nice break here with just a positive thought. I thought, for the most part, we played five pretty doggone good periods against a really good team on the road, and we were able to come out of this with a split. Obviously, we would like to have gotten both of them, but when you lose that Friday night game on the road, to be able to come back and win on Saturday against a good team, that's a pretty good feeling. So that's. That's what we'll take into the break and look forward to the second half.
Coach, what do the Scanlons do over Christmas?
A lot of family time. Be a grandpa. That's what I'm looking forward to. Bree and Kaysen will be coming up hopefully early this week, coming up. And I know Ben's still working, but I look forward to spending a lot of time with them. And Jacqueline will be coming home from Sioux City hopefully Thursday. So be with the family.
Coach, enjoy the win and enjoy the holiday. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Kelly. You and Schultz, you do the same.
Thanks so much, Coach.
You bet. Bye.